The previous private owners of the 110-mile rail link abruptly shut it down in September of 2007, citing deteriorating tunnels and track conditions. The Port of Coos Bay bought the tracks and used about $25 million in state and federal money to rehab the line. The Port's Martin Callery says it means sawmills and other shippers in the region won't be dependent on trucks alone to get their products to market.
Nothing against truckers, they do a good job. But when they're the only game in town, they can pretty much set their price and you're going to have to pay it. When you've got competitive options, then everybody has to sharpen their pencil.
The tracks hook up with the National Rail Network in Eugene. Speeds will be slow, at first, just 10 miles per hour, but the port hopes to bump up that number next year with further upgrades to the line. I'm Chris Lehman reporting.